Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Beis, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, Tanan Hassam. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Adi ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elio Zev ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batya, Rifol Yaakov ben Rochel Chava, David ben Shoshana, and Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf is being learned as a schus, v'yecheskel shragah ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibodol l'chayim toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So we're continuing and really concluding our discussion of the Mem Gimel Hazois that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur with the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sar. We saw in yesterday's daf that the par was mechaper for the kohanim, specifically for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. The sa'ir was mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael, specifically for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. What about all the other averes? That was attained kapara through the sa'ir v'shtaleach that we're going to see in the coming parak. But the last sugya that we learned was what would happen if while the Kohen Gadol was doing the hazois with the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSa'ir, nishpach hadam, to the point where he can't salvage it anymore. He doesn't have any more dam. That's a problem. He has to conclude the hazois. That's easy. The question is, now that he's going to bring a new par or a new sa'ir, so that he can conclude the hazayis, does he have to start from the beginning? Or can he just resume where he picked up? And we saw it was a machloikis between the Tanakama, who the Gemara named Reb Meir, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. According to the Tanakama, he always has to start from the beginning of the set. The 43 hazayis were divided into 3 sets. The hazayis that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the hazayis that were done in the Heichel on the Paroiches, and then the hazayis that were done on the Mizbeach. So the Tanakhama says, you always have to start from the beginning of the set. You don't have to go back to the first hazah, but the set that you were up to is null and void, and you have to start from the beginning. Laz Reb Shimon said that, no, mimakim shepasak misham u'maskel, wherever you got up to, you're allowed to continue. And from there, the Gemara digressed into a related topic where the same machloikas Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon would apply. That's not the hazois with the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSa'ir of Yom Kippur, but rather the hazois that were done with the loik shemen on the Metzora. That was very much the topic of yesterday's daf. But the Gemara now is going to pick up with one more shayla as it relates to this halacha. The Kohen Gadol was doing the hazois, nishpach hadam, and he was forced to bring a new animal. Now he has more than one par. He has more than one sar. He may have several. The question is, all the different halachas that were done with the par and with the sar, do they now have to be done with all the parim and with all the se'irim? Or maybe it's only one. And if it's one, which one is it? Can you just pick one? Maybe it's the last one. Maybe it's the first one. Regardless, the halacha that the Gemara is going to begin is related to 2 psukim that we haven't mentioned yet in Perek Tezayin and Parshas Achrimos. The pasuk says that after the Kohen Gadol did the avodah with the dam of the par and the dam of the sar, it says ve'is par hachatos, ve'is seir hachatos, the actual par and the actual sar, asher huva dam of the chaper b'kodesh, whose dam had hazois, yoitzi al michutz la machna, had to be taken outside the machna, v'sarfu v'esh, they had to be burnt in the fire, es hayrosam, v'es psarim, v'es pirisha. So the halacha was, it's a pasuk in the Torah, that a kohen had to take the par and the sar, not the dam of the par and the dam of the sar, that was taken care of already, but the actual par and the actual sar, he had to bring it el michutz la machna, v'sarfu v'esam, and he had to burn them, the ar, the basar, the es pirsham. And then the pasuk says, "Vasayrif oisam." The person that burnt the par and the sar, yichabes begadav, his begadim became tame. As a result, he had to wash his clothing. V'rochatz es basar b'mayim. He himself became tame. So he had to be toivel in a mikvah. Nachu ken yovei al hamachne, and it was only afterwards that he was able to return. So one of the halachas that was nogeya the par and the sar was that they had to be burnt chutz l'machane al beis hadeshen. That was the specific location chutz l'machane where they were burnt. And the kohen that was soirif the parin, the sari, he became tamei, and his clothing became tamei. So with that introduction, we begin the daf. Tanan hasam, the Vilna Gaon changes the girsa. He says there's no such mishnah. Tanan means mishnah. It's a brisa, so it's not tanan hasam, but it's tanu rabbana. The kulam atame begadim in the srof and abes hadeshen. Divrei Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said that in the event there was more than one par or more than one sar used for the kapara on Yom Kippur, all the parim and all the seirim had to be burnt abes hadeshen. Meaning those two psukim that we just read relate to any par and any sort, not just one. You don't pick one. It's not the first, not the last. It's all the chachamim. The chachamim are. They said, "Ein metamin begadim, the ein nisrof in abes hadeshen elo ha'achron." It was only the last one. What's special about the last one? Hayo v'gamra by kapara, because it closed the deal. The last one is chashuv. It completed the kapara. They all played a role in the kapara, but it completed the kapara, and because it completed that kapara, it's more chashuv. You're gonna only do the sreifa with one, and only the kohen that burns that one is going to become tamei, and his clothing is going to become tamei. Which one? It's the last one. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, all the parim, all the seirim, according to the chachamim, it's only the last one. Wait a minute, Rava Mirav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman a related question. Kama seirim mishaleach. Let's say there was more than one seir that had to be used. There was two or three seirim. The question is, now that you have multiple sar lashens, does that mean you're going to have multiple sar lazazels as well? As if to say, every sar lashem comes along with a sar lazazel, so that if there were two seirim lashem, maybe there's going to be two sar lazazels. If there were three, there were going to be three. Or maybe not. That was the question. In the event of, when you needed more than one, kama seir mishalech, amaleis, he told him, chiedra mishalech, what, you want him to just send the whole herd? Sarcastically, meaning, of course, it's only one. Amaleis, he told him, chiedra mishalech. I understand the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is that they're all burnt, assuming you needed more than one sar. All of them were metame, the kohen that burnt them. All of them were metame, his begadim. So you see that in halacha, it's possible that there was more than one sar lashem. Not only for the usage of its dam, but the sar lashem itself was burnt maybe more than once, depending on how many seirim you had. So if there could be more than one sar lashem, mechatesi, there can't be more than one sar lazazel. If it is a discussion of what to do with all the seirim, but we're open to the idea that maybe it's more than one sar lashem, why can't we be as open-minded when it comes to the Sar Lazazel? So Rav Nachman told Rav, he said, "Be dummy, it's not a tushta. Don't compare the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel. Hasam like Siv Oysai, Hachot Siv Oysai." And he didn't distinguish between the two on Svara, but he did it based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says, "V'hasar asher al olav agaru lazazel, yom atchai lefnei Hashem, lechaper olav, l'shalach oysai." Lazazel Hamidbara. Oysa is a lashon yachid. It's a singular term, as if to say there was only one sar lazazel. So Enochanami, it's possible there could be more than one sar lashem. It's possible that there would be more than one par. But as it relates to the sar lazazel, oysa, there could only be one. Itmar Rapapi, Mishmei the Rava, Amar Risha Mishalech. Rapapi, send the name of Rava. So, okay, there's one. Now the question is which one? It's the first one. Simi, Mishmei the Rava, Amar Achra Mishalech. It's the last one. Bishlami Rav Simi, Mishmei the Rava, Amar Achra Mishalech. Bishlami Rav Simi, Bishmei the Rava, who said it's the last one because of a Hayo Vagama by Kapar. I understand the Svara why you would send the last one, because that's the one that completed the Kapar. El Rapapi, Mishmei the Rava, Michael Sava. But Rapapi, Mishmei the Rava, what does he hold? Meaning, what's the Svara to send out the first ones? Again, we're talking about the sar lazazel, where there was more than one sar lashem. And we just said that even though there's a discussion what to do with all the seirim lashem and all the parim, they all get burnt, they don't get all burnt. But when it comes to the sar lazazel, oisai, the shalach oisai, it's exeris hakasa for sure one. So the question is which one? So we have a sheet of the last, a sheet of the first. And the Gemara says, intuitively, I understand the sheet that says the last. But what's the svara of the sheet that says the first? The Gemara says, like Rabbi Yossi, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar mitzvah berishai. Rabbi Yossi said there's a mitzvah to always do the first. So there's a svara that whatever finishes, that's the most chashuv. Rabbi Yossi actually saw it logically in the reverse. He held whatever starts, that's the one. So what's more chashuv, the starter or the closer? So there's a concept that of v'gama by kapara, but there's also a concept of mitzvah berishon. So hi Rabbi Yossi, who's this Rabbi Yossi? I mean, what's the precedent? Where did Rabbi Yossi ever say such a thing? He didn't say it mefurish. Elamai, he must have said a halacha from which the Amoran extrapolated this idea of mitzvah berishon. So what is that halacha? So the Gemara is going to bring two suggestions. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi related to the kupais, the tanan of Masechta Shkolim fame. So the backdrop is the Machzis HaShekel that every single Yid had to give every year. It was a contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. Once you gave your Machzis HaShekel, you bought shears in all the Karbanos Tzibur. So every single time a Karban Tzibur was brought, any Yid that had given a Machzis HaShekel, he had a Chelek in. Now, all the Machzis HaShekel was placed into a Lishka, and then there was a Trumas HaLishka. This is Shkolom 101. And the way the Trumas HaLishka worked, says the Mishnah, Shalosh Kupois, Shal Shalosh Shalosh Son. There were three Kupois. Each Kupa contained three Sa'im. Three is the magic number when you learn the Halachas of Machzis HaShekel, which is why till today, when you give a half a dollar on Tainus Esther, you give three. It's based on the connection between the number three and Machzis HaShekel, Kemavur, Besugis, and Mesechta Shkala. Regardless, there were three kupas. Each kupa contained three son. Shebehem Toyrim Nes HaLishka. And that's how they would Toyrim the Lishka. So whenever they would Toyrim the Lishka, they would take three kupas, they'd walk into this Lishka, that's a chamber, and they would start taking money from the chamber and putting it into the three kupas. Taking the money from the chamber, putting it into the kupas, is called Truma. Truma Salishka, because it was taken from the Lishka. So they would fill up these three saw. Here's the punchline. Rabbi Yossi said, the three kupas were numbered. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. V'tanya, Amr, Rabbi Yossi, Lama Kosev Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. What was the reason for it? Leida, Izmen, Nidrima, Rishon. So we should know which one of the kupas was used first. Lahavi, Heimena, Rishon. So like this, you'll be able to bring from that kupa first. And the reason is Shemitzvah, Berishon. Because it's a mitzvah to actually use the money that was taken first. So again, the Kohen is entering the Lishka, where all the money is, and he's going to start withdrawing money, put it into the kupas. He's going to fill up three kupas. Kupa Aleph, Kupa Beis, and Kupa Gimel. And we want to number it, because we want to know when the Kohen walks out of the Lishka, which kupa was Aleph, which was Beis, which was Gimel. It's like this, when we go and we stop buying Karban and Sibur, we're going to use Kupa Aleph first. The reason is, Mitzvah Berishon. So see, Rabbi Yossi has this idea of Mitzvah Berishon. So the Gemara says, maybe that's Pshat and that Amoira. That said, which one of the Sar Lazazels did we actually send out? We sent the first one. What? The Cheshiva. So the first one, it was like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi knows Mitzvah Berishon, but the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says, Dilma Be'idn Shani Hosam, De Be'idno De Ischazoi Kamaisa, Lo Yischazoi Basraisa. This is a little bit of a subtle distinction, but the Gemara says is that when the Kayan did the Truma Salishka with the first Kupa, all there was the first Kupa. Then he did the second, there was two. Then he did the third, there was three. But when he did the first one, that was the only Kupa. Being that at some point, that was the only Kupa that could have been used, so there's a mitzvah berishon to use that one first. As opposed to when it comes to the multiple La'azazels that the Kohen Gadol may have because of Nishpach Adam on Yom Kippur, all the Sar Lazazels became ra'oi to be Sar Lazazels at the same time. Even though there's a Rishon and a Sheni and maybe a Shlishi, based on the Seder of how the Kohen Gadol was mafresh them, but they all became ra'oi lehishtaleach at the same time. Because the moment the Geirul happens is not the moment the Sar is ra'oi lehishtaleach. It doesn't happen until later in the day, because the avodas have to be done k'seder, chukah, until you're actually ready to send out the sar. At that time, they all became ready at the same time. So, mehechatesi, mitzvah berishon. It's true, you find this idea that Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah berishon. But maybe that's when the rishon was roi at a time where the shadi and the shlishi were not roi. That's when you say the svar and mitzvah berishon. But if they all became roi, the mitzvah at the same time, who said this halacha mitzvah berishon? So this can't be the Rabbi Yossi a mitzvah berishon that this hamayra was basing his chiddush on, that which sar lazazel do you send out? The first one's the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yossi, the Pesach. It must be a different Rabbi Yossi. And again, this is not the Tanan, the Tanya, it's a Braisa, Mafish Pischoi. If someone was Mafish, it's Karban Pesach, but then it got lost. So he was Mafish another Karban Pesach. And then he found the first one. And now it's Yudal and Nisan, it's Erev Pesach, it's time to bring the Karban Pesach. And he doesn't have one Pesach, he has two Karbanis Pesach. They're both in front of him. It's a Yakrib. So the Chacham said, you have two Karbanos Pesach. It happens. So you want to bring this one, bring this one. You want to bring that one, you bring it. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a mitzvah berishon. Oh, Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah berishon, v'm hoya sheni mufchem imenu yevienu. If the second one, however, was more chashuv, it's a better animal, then that's the one you should bring. But the bottom line is, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah berishon. So just like he holds the first Karban Pesach that you were mafresh, that's the one that you should be mafresh. So too, when it comes to the Sar Azazel, it's the first one that you should be mafresh. And here you can't make the chiluk that the Gemara gave when it mentioned the first Rabbi Yossi, because here, with regards to the Karban Pesach, similar to the Sar Lazazel, both animals became Roy Lakrov at the same time. The two Pesachim became Roy Lakrov when it became Yudal Nisan. The two Seirim became Roy Lakrov when you did all that void this up until the time where it's you have to send out the Sar Lazazel. And still, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds, even though they both became Roy at the same time, but the fact that one had Afroshim before the other, Mitzvah Berishin, so to hear the Halacha is going to be Mitzvah Berishin, and that concludes this last prat to the sugya that we've been learning as it relates to what happens if you end up with more than one par, you end up with more than one sar. Are you going to burn all the parim and all the seirim? Whoever burns it, is his begadim going to become tameh? Is he himself going to be tameh? What if you end up with more than one sar lazazel? Do they all get sent out? Do they not all get sent out? And really, there were multiple ideas that were floated throughout the sugya. Maybe all of them. Maybe there's a svara, the first one, Rabbi Yossi Shita Mitzvah Berishin. There's also an idea that the Achron is the most chashev. Hayol v'goma by kapara, regardless. Hadron Allah, Hayitziyu Lai. So we really just finished the two very intense prokim in Mesechtes Yuma, Taraf Bekalpi and Perek Hayitziyu Lai, which are real kachemdig of prokim. This next perek is going to start kachemdig, and then in a few dafin, it's going to take a little bit of a left turn or a right turn, and it's going to really get into some really, really, really geshmakas sugyas. So for the most part, Yuma was a mesechta that's made up of leichte gemaras with light raid and just a very, very geshmakas mesechta, some intense kachim gemaras, a little bit more of that, but then within a few days, really from here until the end of the mesechta, we're going to be coasting with classic gemara after classic gemara. So the topic of the next parak, which requires an introduction, which Be'ezus Hashem will say for the next staff, talks about the Shnei Seirim. We're familiar enough at this point with the two Seirim, which was one of the focal points of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol took two Seirim and he made a Goyro. Depending on the outcome of the Goyro, one Seir became designated as the Seir Lashem, the other Seir was designated as the Seir Lazazel. We've already gone through all the halachas as it relates to the Sar Lashem. The Sar Lashem was a Karban Chatas. It was a very unique type of Karban Chatas. It had Hazois on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It had Hazois on the Paroiches. 11 Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach. Its dam at some point, you never find this, was mixed with the dam of another animal. That's very unique. The dam of Par, the dam of Asar, Nisarev, Yofa Yofa. Went before the Hazayis went on the Mizbeach Hazav. But that was all the Sar Lashem, which is easy. It's a carbon chatas, albeit with a lot of anomalies as it relates to a carbon. The second Sar that was brought was very, very different. In fact, we mentioned the Eben Ezra. Was it even a carbon? But regardless, the second Sar was the Sar Lazazel, which we're going to learn about now in this next parak. So Zok the Mishnah, as an introduction, Shnei Seir Yom HaKippur. The two goats that were brought on Yom Kippur, Mitzvah, and there was a Mitzvah, Sheyiyu Shneim Shavin, that they should be the same. How? Four ways. V'mara, they should look the same. Rashi says they should be the same color. So if one goat is white, the other should be white. If one is black, the other should be black. Ubekaimen, they should be the same height. Ubedonim, they should cost the same amount of money. Ubelikarasan ke'echad, and they should have been purchased at the same time. Taisishonim adds, you should purchase it from the same seller, or at the very least from the same broker. So sometimes there were these cattle brokers that represented multiple sellers. You should buy it ke'echad, meaning at the same time and from the same person. Now the Mishnah says, just to be medayik, the language carefully, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim Mitzvason. What does mitzvah mean? L'katchila. That's what the word mitzvah always means. And that's the next line in the Mishnah. V'af al pi she'ein shavin. Even though they're not shavin, k'sherim, it's still going to be kashrut. It's only a mitzvah for it to be that way, but it doesn't have to be that way. Look, for example, if you buy one today and one tomorrow, even though that's not the way you're supposed to do it, we said l'kichas on ke'echad, but k'sherim, it's still going to be kashrut. Meisach amihem, what happens if one of the two goats dies? Actually, if one of them died before the goyro, that's easy. Yikach zug l'sheini. Just bring another goat and start from the beginning. You didn't do anything yet. If it was before the Goyro, then it's not a big deal. Let's say one of them died after the Goyro, so then it's a little more complicated. You have to bring another Zug, and you have to make a new Goyro. You should say as follows, if the one that died was Shalshem, then this one should be the Lashem. If the Azazel died, then this one should be Azazel. Now we'll see more about this in the Gemara, but just Pashup Shana, the Mishnah, The Mishnah sounds a little bit like this person's unsure which one die. Im shal shemez, do this. If shal azazel, then do that. As if he's making a t'nai because he doesn't really know what happened. Now, there's no reason he shouldn't know what happened. This is after the gyro. At that point, there's a lashon shel zahiris. He has it on his horns. He has it on his tzavar. So there's no reason there should be any suffix. So if Misha Higro Meis, he should know which is shel shem and which is lazazel. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to be mefarish the Mishnah that enochinami. And the language is a little bit misleading, but he's not making a t'nai im shel shem meis. But the Mishnah is saying, im shel shem meis, then replace the lashem. And im shel azazel meis, then replace the azazel. What do you do with the other one? Vasheni yirach, you start, you wait until it gets a mum, v'yimacher, and then you sell it, v'yiplu dam of the nadava, the money ends up going to the nadava, which means kitza mizbeach. There was a halacha that the mizbeach was never allowed to be idle with no karbanas being brought. So there were many times, so Chazal was misaking that if there's ever a situation where there's no karban being brought in the mizbeach, so there was a whole fund that was used to purchase oilois, these were oilois sibur, oilas nidvas sibur, and these oilas would always be brought, and very often when it was a little unclear what to do with the money of a karban, Chazal would say, you know, let's just put it and let's allocate it towards that, because that was something that was used and it was necessary to constantly replenish that source of money. So this is just another example of where they said, take the money and use it for that. Regardless, she'ein chatas sibur mesa, but in terms of the chatas itself is not mesa, meaning there's no halacha of chamesh chatois ha-mesa when it comes to a chatas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tamos, then you should let it die. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda also said, nishvach adam, if the dam spilled out, yamus ha-mishtalech, then you kill the mishtalech. Mesa mishtalech, if the mishtalech died, the sar mishtalech, yishafich adam, we'll see all about this in the Gemara. But we start with the opening line of the Mishnah. Shnei Se'irei Yom HaKippurim. The two Se'irei Yom Kippur mitzvasan, there was a mitzvah, which means the katchila. Shniyu shneim shavim b'mara, u'bekoyma, u'bedamim, u'belikasan pechad. Again, just to touch. Mara means they should be the same color, they should be the same height, they should cost the same amount of money, u'lekasan pechad, and you're supposed to purchase them at the same time. So the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to bring the sources for all this. The source that l'katchila, that's supposed to be the same, but also the source that b'di'evet, they don't have to be the same. And then the Gemara is going to jump around. Me'inyin le'inyin, very much ba'isa inyin. Other places in the Torah where you find such a concept, where the Torah says you have to bring two of the same thing, where l'katchila, they should be literally the same thing, but b'di'evet, they don't have to be literally the same thing. Tanu Rabbanan. Yikach shnei se'irei izim. So we're going to go through a lot of psukim now. The pasuk says regarding the lazazel. That's b'nei Yisrael. Yikach shnei se'irei izim lechatos v'ayol echon l'oilos. So the braisa asks Akasha. Miut se'irei shtayim. We know that wherever the Torah uses a lashon rabim, but doesn't explain how many of that thing, it always means two. Because miut rabim mishnayim, the least it could be is two. If it's a lashon rabim, it has to be at least two. And tofasta meruba, Loitafasta. So the rule always is that whenever you find the word Lashon Rabbah, you don't know how many it's to. Which would then mean, if the Torah would simply have said, Eis b'nei Yisrael, yikach se'ireizim, I would know it's to. It's not Talmud Loim, Ashnei. So what's the Torah adding by telling me Shnei se'ireizim? I know it's Shnei se'ireizim. Just say se'ireizim, it's a Lashon Rabbah. I know the rule, it has to be at least two. Tafasta meruba loitafasta, so you have no right to assume it's more than two. So why did the Torah have to say two? Must be it's coming to teach me something else. Not two, I know two. Shiyu shneim shavim. What's coming to say is that they should be the same. That's what shnei means. Shnei means it should be a peer. They should be the same. There should be similarities between the two. How do you know even if they're not the same, it's okay? Meaning, how do you know that? Like atchilo shnei. But the evidence, fine, Talmud Loimar, it says, soir, soir. The Torah, when it talks about the two seirim, it constantly repeats soir. The hikr b'harin has hasoir asha ola ola v'agari l'ashem. V'hasoir asha ola ola v'agari l'azazel. And the Braisa feels that the word soir is actual. We know they're goats. We don't think they're rams. We don't think they're bulls. We know they're goats. Just say, one is the l'ashem and one is the l'azazel. So why the Torah say soir is soir? Reba, it's coming to tell me that they can be individual. Meaning, even though the katchilo, they should be a peer, and they should have a lot in common, but the Eved, This Sa'ir could be one way, and that Sa'ir could be another way. That's the Makar, that Lekatchila, it's supposed to be the same. But the Eved, it doesn't have to be the same. But the Braisa continues. It says, time of the Rabbi Rachmano. Hola, Rabbi Rachmano, have I mean a psula? Meaning, it sounds like I need Sa'ir to teach me that it's not Ma'akav that they be the same. But without Sa'ir, I would have thought it is Ma'akav. Ikuva min alon. What's the Makar? La'akav. Just because the Torah says it doesn't mean it's Ma'akav. That could only mean, look, that just means that it's a good thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's ma'akev. Just to understand it on a slightly deeper level, in Kachim, the rule is shina hakasav la'akev. So anything it says in Kachim once is l'katchilo. Anything it says in Kachim twice is even ma'akev. So the Gemara's kasha is that why would you think that the word shnei means le'ikuva? It just said shnei. That's only l'katchilo. Why do I need sar to tell me that it's ma'akiv? So the Gemara says, no, because go through the psukim and be ma'avasedra. So could I mean, I would have thought, shnei ksev. It actually says the word shnei three times. It's not just a shina akos of la'akiv. This is a shilesh akos of la'akiv. It says it three times. Oh, it says it three times. So I would have thought it's ma'akiv, kamash malon sar, that it's not ma'akiv. So again, shnei teaches me that there's an idea that they should be the same, but at the same time, sar teaches me it's not ma'akiv. Why would you have thought it's ma'akiv? Because it's says shnei multiple times. So why did the Torah say it three times? It's not la'akiv because it's not ma'akiv. And we're darshaning the word shnei. The first shnei teaches me they have to be the same. So why did it say three times? And now it all comes together. Chad l'mara, v'chad l'koyma, v'chad l'damen. For the three ways that the two serum had to be the same. So the Torah said shnei, which means they have to be the same. It said it in tzveitimo and in dritimo to teach me that they have to be the same in three different ways. How do you know? Maybe what it means is shina akos of la'akiv. Sar teaches me that it's not shina akos of la'akiv. That is an obvious question here. The Mishnah mentioned four similarities between the two serum, and then the Gemara says shnei to teach me three similarities. Chad l'mar, chad l'koyim, chad l'damim. Tayshonim asks the kasha, ayin shan, tanya nami hochi. Another braisa where you find a very, very similar setup as it relates to a different halacha. And the other braisa is similar to what the other braisa was in yesterday's daf. And that is the Mitzayrah. This is a much, much lighter context. So the Mitzayrah, as part of his intricate tahira and kapara, had to bring two kvasim. The pasuk says, "Ubayim hashmini yikach shnei kvasim tamimim." It says two kvasim, and it says shnei kvasim. So the price, same exact price. Mi'at kvasim shnei. If it would have just said kvasim, not shnei kvasim, I would have known two. And I also would have known not more than two. So my pamela mashay, why do I have to say shnei? Shiyu shnei mshavim. To teach me that they have to be the same. And I'm shavim b'shein shnei mshavim k'shem. How do you know that it's only the katchila have to be the same? But the evidence, fine. Tamaloy mar keves ribo. There too, when the Torah talks about the two kvasim independently, it again refers to it as a keves and a keves. I know it's a keves. We already said shnei kvasim. So the Gemara, same question like we had in the previous bite. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana. Hola, Rabbi Rachmana. Have I mean a psulim kuva min olam? Just because it says shnei one time in kachim means it's the katchila. How would you know it's the akiv? So I need a possible to tell me it's not ma'akiv, why would I think it's ma'akiv? So could I dechamina tia ksev? Because it says in the parasha of the Mitzayra, the word tia, that's the opening parasha. Zois tia, teres ha-Mitzayra b'yoyim ta'arasai. So I would have thought that tia is like chukah, the certain words that mean la'akev, v'hoyu. So I would have thought that maybe over here it's ma'akiv, kamash mon, it's not ma'akiv. So to Gemara, so now that it's not ma'akiv, v'hashtu de Rabbi Rachmano, se keves, keves, so tia lamali. If I know it's not ma'akiv, it says keves, why taka did the Torah say tia? Talk to Gemara, the shara of Yossi Shal Mitzayra. There's other halachas in Mitzayra, right? A lot. And it's negated those other halachas that they're going to be ma'akiv. But as it relates to this halach, it's not going to be ma'akiv. So this is the second case where we have such an idea. Where the Torah didn't just say kvasim, it said shnei kvasim, the two kvasim that the Mitzayra brought as part of his tahira, to teach me that they had to be the same. At the same time, keves teaches me that it's only the katchila, but the evidence, if it's not the same, it's going to be fine. So the Gemara v'tanya nami, again, not a tnan, it's in dritten mol in today's daf, but v'tanya nami gabish tzipore mitzayra, regarding the shnei tziporin, the two birds that the mitzayra had to bring as part of his tyrus. He had to bring two kvasim, he also had to bring two tziporim. Okay, very similar setup. Tziporim, it says in the Torah, v'tziva hakoyin, v'lokach lamitahir, shnei tziporim. Again, same exact thing. Shtei, two, tziporim, two. Zok to Gemara, miut tziporim, shnayim. Is ma'atamadoy ma'shtei, shiyu shteim shavis. To teach me that they're supposed to be the same. Nayin shavu b'shein shavis. How do you know that even if not the same, they're still going to be kosher? Talmadoy ma'tzipar tzipar. Because when the Torah talks about the two tziporim individually, it says
tzipur, and then it says tzipur. Reb, time to Rabbi Rachmano. Same question. I need a pasuk to tell me that they're not ma'akev. Hold on, Rabbi Rachmano psulos ikuvim inalan. What would have been the havamin? It's ma'akev. It doesn't say stay twice. There's no shina kos of la'akev. So the Gemara says, oh, that chamin. I would have thought tiyaksev. Again, the same tia. So it's tia teiras amitzayra. So I would have thought it's ma'akev. That's the chiddush. It's not ma'akev. Hashtag Rabbi Rachmano tzipur. Tia Lama Lisa. Now that I already have tzipar, so why did the Torah tell me Tia to teach me it's Ma'akev? We just said it's not Ma'akev. So the Gemara says what it said in the previous Gemara, L'shar Rav Yasser Shom Mitzayra, it's Negei other Halachas HaMitzayra. So this is the third time where we have this idea where L'katchila, the two things you're supposed to take should be the same, but the Eved, they don't have to be the same. The two Sirim on Yom Kippur, the two Kvasim that the Mitzayra brought, and the two birds, the two tziparim that the Mitzayra brought. Ihachi, so the Gemara says that if we made this drasha, this formulation, not once, not twice, but already three times. L'chura, there's a fourth time I think we can apply the same shtickel Torah, the same setup of the Braisa, and the problem is we don't. What's this fourth time that L'chura should be included in this group, but isn't? Gabi Tmidin. Regarding the Karbet Tam and Nami, why don't we make the following drasha? It says, V'zeh ashetase ala mizbeach, kvasim b'nei shana, shnayim layoim tam. Kvasim means two, yet the Torah went out of its way to say shnayim. So afraid the Gemara, why don't we say kvasim, miyud kvasim shnayim? The word kvasim already means two. It's not talking about shnayim. So why did the Torah say two? She was shnayim shavim, to teach me that they're supposed to be the same. And then continue, right? This is all a hypothetical. This is not a real brisa, but like we're making belief. Why can't this brisa exist? Meaning, how do you know they don't, that b'diyevet it's okay if they're not the same? Tamaloyim are keves, keves, riba, because there too the Torah says keves, keves. The point is, mitzvah, hachi nami debi'inon. So at the very least, there should be a din l'katchila that the two kvasim that were brought for the karmat tamid should have been the same. And we don't find such a thing. L'shamanu v'leiro'inu, we have no mucker anywhere that the two kvasim of the karmat tamid should have been the same. Break the Gemara, I don't understand. The same drasha we said for the two Sirim on Yom Kippur, for the two Kvasim with the Mitzayra, the two Tzipayrim with the Mitzayra, the Chari have with the two Kvasim. It says Kvasim, it says Shnayim, it says Keves Keves. These were all the building blocks of the three previous braises that we had. So why is there no din, like in the other three cases, that Lekatchil, not Ma'akib, but Lekatchil, the two Kvasim should have to be the same? So the Gemara says, Nahumi Boyle Lekatanya. Because the whole drasha is predicated on the word Shnayim being extra. Shtei, Shnei. Shnayim. So the Gemara, Shnayim is not extra, because I needed to teach me Shnayim Layoim. That's the pasuk that the Gemara thought was extra. The Shnayim of Shnayim Layoim Oyla Tamid. It teaches me Kineged Ayoim that when the Karban Tamid was brought, both in the morning and in the afternoon, it had to be Kineged Ayoim. The word Hayoim in this context means Kineged the sun. So the Gemara, in Ato Oyim Kineged Ayoim, you say it has to be Kineged Ayoim. Maybe Shnayim Ayoim just means it's a Chayves Ayoim. You have to bring it during the day. How do you know it means Kineged Ayoim? You know the word Yoim here means sun. It's a whole different taish. Because I know from other psukim that it had to be brought during the day. So what does Shnayim Ayoim mean? Kineged Ayoim. In the sun. Ketzad, Tomit Shal Shachar, the Tomit Shal Shachar, Hoye Nishchat Al Keren Tzvoinis Marabas, it was Shachot in Tzofen, because it was a carbon oil, and Kachi Kadashim Shchitasim Tzofen, but which part of Tzofen? Tzvoinis Marabas, Al Tabashniya, by the second ring that was in the floor of the Azara. Vishal Beinu Arbayim, Hoye Nishchat Al Keren Mizrochis Tzofenis, also Tzofen, Al Tabashniya, also by the Tabashniya. But the point is that Shnayim Layim teaches me a different halach. It teaches me that the Shchita of the Karban Tamid, which had to be Betzofen, but you always had to make sure it was in the part that was exposed to the sun. So you could be in the sun, you could be in the shade. When it came to shechting the Karban Tamid, you had to be dafka in the sun. You weren't allowed to be in the shade. The point is the Shnayim Layim is not extra. Because the Shnayim Layim teaches me a halacha, teaches me Kineged Ayoim, and that they both have to be Kineged Ayoim. It's not like in the previous psukim where it says Shnei Seirim, or it says Shtei Kevasim. There the word Shnei, Shtei, doesn't teach me anything. So because it doesn't teach me anything, oh, must be it's coming to teach me, they should be a set, they should be a unit. Al Kachavrusa Shaf.
There's some commonality between the two. It's not just two individual things. It's a zug. That's the point. And they have to be shavah, b'koyim, b'mara, whatever. But the point is that when it's the shnayim layoim, by the karma tamah, the whole word shnayim is not extra. So the Torah said, kvasim to teach me too. Shnayim layoim is a new din that both of them require shchita b'tzofen. Yeah, but sometimes it's mizrachis sefainis, and sometimes it's maravis sefainis, depending on where the sun is at that point. But the Gemara just concludes with the last line, and that is musafin shal shabbos. But as it relates to the musafin of Shabbos, vaday tzrichim sheyu shneim shavin. Over there, there's no question they have to both be the same, and that's based on the pasuk that says, "Ubayoy mashabbos shnei kvasim b'nei shana temimim u'shnei esroinim soilas mincha b'lulu b'Hashem b'niskay." But the Torah says that the carbon musaf was shnei kvasim. The carbon musaf, we've mentioned this many times, was very similar to the carbon tamid. In fact, that's why it's called musaf. It's musaf. It's a hoysafa. It's an addition too. So in addition to the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, which were brought every single day, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, Tasu Aseilo. In addition to the carbon Tamid, there was a Musaf. There was something else that had to be brought. And the Pasuk says very clearly, it was like the carbon Tamid. It was Shnei Kvasim. So B'yayim HaShabbos, Shnei Kvasim. There, the Shnei Kvasim is extra. And what does the Shnei Kvasim teach me? The same exact idea. Shneiu Shneim Shavim. They both have to be the same. Now here, the Gemara doesn't go through the whole exchange. Maybe it should be makiv, maybe it's only bidyevet. So Pashup Shad is, because over there, here there's no havamina that it should be makiv. And all the previous brises, there was always a havamina, it should be makiv. By the Sawyer, it said shnei, shnei, shei. It said it three times. By the shnei kvasim, in the parish of the Mitzvah, it says zois tia teres ha-Mitzvah. By the shnei tziparim, again, it says zois tia teres ha-Mitzvah. So there always havamina is that it should be makiv. That's why we needed a whole long arichos to tell me it's only l'katchil. By Shabbos, it's very poshut. It's very simple. It's a half a line in the Gemara. The Gemara says it says shnei kvasim. We already know what that means. It means they're supposed to be the same. I have no havamina to be ma'akiv, and as a result, I don't need another drasha that it's not ma'akiv. But the bottom line is this Mishnah, which is a well-known Mishnah, because Mishnayis Masechtas Yuma, we've all learned that at a very, very young age. But shnei se'ire yoy ma'kipurim. Mitzvasan sheyu shneim shavim b'mara u'bekayma u'bedamim u'lekichasan ke'echad. Now we know the rest of the story. It's not only true for the two seirim on Yom Kippur. This was true as well for the two kvasim that were brought b'tayrus ha-metzayra. It was true for the two tzipayrim that were brought as part of the tayrus ha-metzayra. It was true for the two kvasim that comprised the korban musaf on Shabbos. Where it's not true, where the Gemara had a hamamina that it should be true, is regarding the carbon talmid. You would have thought the carbon talmid there too, it feels like it should be very much part of the sugya. It is part of the hamamina of the sugya, but the maskana, there's no makar for it. And just because you find it in all these different places doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be true over here. And we have no makar for it, and we have no makar in the parasha of the talmid itself. And for that reason, the carbon talmid, even though there were two and they were a set, and there's even a lot of machshava that's associated with that, but there was no halacha that the two kvasim, even the katchila, had to be the same.